Dark in the morning at the Minnesota State Fair. Nice to see you all this morning. Okay, here's the deal. Now, today, what's your name, young lady?
Jennifer Salner.
Okay, Jennifer, it's very nice of you to bring, what's the goat's name?
Desi.
Desi. Right, Roger?
Yes, Desi. Yeah. Desi is a Nigerian miniature goat.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do today, at 10 minutes of 12, can you hold the goat up so you can see the goat? A delightful goat. Let's hear it for the goat. We're going to duct tape this goat into the ejection seat ride at the fair. And what's the problem? We're going to duct tape this goat into the ejection seat ride and shoot it across it and hope that it stays in the fair. We tried this on Friday. The duct tape didn't work very good. And the goat fell out of the thing. It was terrible. Well, we have a fresh goat today. How many people are excited about the goat on the ejection seat ride? How many people think this is a... The goat's all fired up. How many people think the goat thing is a bad thing and that we shouldn't do it? The eyes have it by two people. Two people, and we're going to do that today. Yeah, for sure. Real excited about that ejection seat ride with the goat thing. Very good. All right, thanks for bringing the goat over. We'll take the goat back to the ejection seat holding booth area. And today, final meal. What would you like? Feed the goat the news there or something. But
here's the weather forecast.
What's the goat? Do you have a better grade of duct tape this time? I think that was a big problem the last time.
What
happened? Cheap duct tape.
The goat's eating the weather.
That's all right. We have the goat giving the weather every few minutes, too.
That's adorable.
He just spit out the weather. He's eating it.
So. That's adorable. All right, let's hear it for the goat. This could be the last time the goat ever hears anything. Let's hear it for the goat. All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Okay, now's the time. This is we tried this the other day, and we were unsuccessful. But today, we're going to try it again. And joining me now from the ejection seat ride is Chuck DePeoples.
Mr. The Star.
How are you, Mr. DePeoples?
Dark Star, yeah.
Yes.
Good to talk to you again.
Now, you're in the process of duct taping this goat into the ejection seat ride. Is that correct?
Well, we ran into a little... problem the other day with the constables came down and were giving us some trouble about duct taping the goat.
Okay. So. Now you're located down here on the Midway, am I correct?
That's right, sir, yeah.
All right. Now, are you in the process? Have you got the goat duct taped into the ride yet?
I thought since we got in trouble doing the duct tape thing the other day, we'd try something different today. We're using goat tape instead.
So. Goat tape. All right,
that
very good. Very exciting.
Thank you.
That was a joke, right?
That was a joke, yeah.
Okay. All right, now, is the goat firmly...
It's strapped in, sir.
The goat is firmly tucked into the ejection seat ride down
That's
here on the
right.
Midway?
We're all set to go. Are you ready?
Yes, all right. Now, we look down here, and we'll see the goat come through the sky.
That's right. Maybe we could get the crowd to count to three. One. One.
One.
Two.
Three. Oh, boy. Okay. According to our information, again, we have someone on the scene, basically in the same location where the goat landed last Friday, across the street on Snelling Avenue in the Tijuana T-shirt shop. I believe we have someone with you. What is your name, ma'am?
Hey.
Your name, ma'am?
No Ingles.
No Ingles. Okay. Now, the goat landed on Snelling Avenue in your T-shirt shop?
Goat.
Papito. The goat. The goat landed in
50.
Okay. Did the goat do any damage to your T-shirt shop?
See.
It did?
See.
All right. Well, we'll have to speak to CBS. I've got an attorney, Joe Friedberg, here today who will take care of the legal matter and any cost that you may have incurred due to the goat being thrown from the ejection seat ride into your T-shirt business. Thank you very much for your time. Well, we got the goat in the air today. Let's hear it for the... The wonder of it all, the goat landed safely and is still alive. This is 2 days in a row that we've catapulted a goat across the state fair and the goat lived. And I this is one of the most exciting moments of my radio career. I can't tell you how proud I am to be here this morning with you and the goat live at the fair.